Axfield on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Just Walking in the Rain. We have a lot of songs about rain, not enough about the sun, but this is Pittsburgh after all, so we only get like 32 seconds of sunshine a year or something like that. I don't know. Started this hour off with Waldo de los Rios and What a Wonderful World. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy for another week. Feeling pretty good today, even though I'm not. I know that's such an oxymoron, but I sound better than I have in a long time, right? I think. Well, it's time to talk about the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because they're there to celebrate, so you might as well celebrate them because they're there to celebrate or something like that. Starting with October 3rd, which is National Boyfriend Day. Not something I would be celebrating. I would be, I'm a husband, so I'm not, okay, never mind. It's also Techies Day, Nerdy Day, and it's also Virus Appreciation Day. Not the cold, not catching a cold and celebrating it with balloons. No, this tongue-in-cheek observance is meant to highlight the role viruses play in technology, particularly computer programming. Hackers actually once used viruses as creative code challenges, and even biologists note that actual viruses play roles in evolution, as we found out about 5 years ago. It's a strange day that asks us to pause, though maybe not sneeze, in gratitude. October 4th is National Taco Day. It's also National Golf Lovers Day and World Animal Day. Nothing really odd about any of those. Those are pretty common. October 5th, however, is National Get Funky Day. We'll come back to that in a second. World Teachers Day and Do Something Nice Day. Yes, actually do something nice. Don't pretend to be nice. The standout, of course, is National Get Funky Day. I should play It's a Funky Feeling at some point in this show. But anyhow, the holiday encourages everyone to throw caution to the wind, crank up some music, and embrace the funky side of life. You're waiting for me to screw up, aren't you? bright clothes, wild dances, maybe a disco ball or two. It began as a motivational push to turn stress into silliness. Think less professional meeting attire and more polyester jumpsuit with platform shoes. October 6th is National Noodle Day. It's also World Cerebral Palsy Day and Mad Hatter Day. Of course, that's inspired by the odd character analysis. Alice in Wonderland, right? The date comes from the 10/6 price tag on the Mad Hatter's hat. 10 shillings and a sixpence. Yes, by Lewis Carroll there. October 7th is National Frappe Day. It's also National Matter to Me Day. You Matter to Me Day, rather. Not even national. It's also Bathtub Day. First celebrated by Victorian historians noting the introduction of the first modern bathtub in 1828. At that time when Victorian style was in vogue, yeah. October 8th is National Pierogi Day. That's a big thing here in Pittsburgh. World Octopus Day, American Touch Tag Day, but the World Octopus Day wins the prize for oddity because it's part of the Cephalopod Awareness Days celebrating intelligent, squishy, and often misunderstood octopi. With three hearts, eight arms, and a knack for escaping aquariums, the octopus is honored worldwide for its uniqueness. Yeah, and then finally, on October 9th, National Moldy Cheese Day. We'll come back to that in a second. World Post Day and Curious Events Day. So Moldy Cheese Day tops the strangeness charts here because some cheeses are actually supposed to be moldy, like blue cheese, Roquefort, and Stilton. The holiday playfully reminds us that not all mold is bad, but sometimes it's gourmet. So make sure you enjoy. Yeah. It just wants to be your everything. Enjoy the cheese. Here's Sven Lebeck on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing, and easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Ronnie Aldridge with his pianos there, and Can't Live Without You, right? Without You, right? Yes. Computer was not being very fair there. Sid Dale before that with Young Girl, the Johnny Arthur Orchestra with Sunshine Superman. That's easy to say. And Sven LeBeck in there with I Just Want to Be Your Everything. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio. And a young carrot once asked his wise old grandma, Granny, how do you grow strong when life keeps rooting against you? The old carrot smiled kindly and said, just stay grounded, my dear. And remember, when things get tough, turn up your courage. And here's Peter Appleyard, I'll Remember April. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Ray Conniff and the Singers there with The Look of Love, one of Burt Bacharach's famous tunes, rather. Before that, Roger Williams and his signature tune, Autumn Leaves. Percy Faith in there with the theme from A Summer Place, and Peter Appleyard with I'll Remember April. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline St. George, Utah. A senior dog was rescued from a deep mud pit recently after slipping in a sticky bog and being unable to free itself. Wow. Animal service officers used ropes and boards to pull the dog free, carefully avoiding deeper sinkholes. Though weak and muddy, you've got to learn to read here, Eric, the dog was taken to a local vet and given fluids, food, and a bath. Officials said the pet may have wandered off during a storm. No major injuries were reported, though rescuers warned pet owners to watch for similar hazards in wet terrain. The community praised the responders for their patience and care. Similarly, multiple animals escaped from a farm in Washington State, prompting a local roundup by neighbors and police. Reports included goats scaling fences, chickens roosting in trees, and there are chickens in the trees, yes, and a pig that evaded capture by hiding under a hay bale. Local residents drove slowly through rural roads to avoid startling the fugitives. One goat was coaxed back with apple slices, and the pig reportedly required a tranquilizer dart. The farm owner later apologized, having installed new fencing. The episode was dubbed a barnyard jailbreak by locals. Yes, that's pretty funny there, isn't it? And finally, this hour, a strong man from India, known as the Steel Man of India, set a new Guinness World Record by holding two pillars, each weighing 575.4 pounds for a full minute. Vispi Karadi, a seasoned record breaker with 17 prior Guinness feats, performed the feat before a small crowd. The pillars were held side by side, shoulders locked with dead weight grip. Officials measured time with certified stopwatches, and they said they applauded the combination of strength and endurance. So there you go. I mean, that is special right there. I mean, talent and so on. Yeah. So let's play this in honor of the chickens that were loose recently in Washington State.
Oh, there are chickens in the trees. There are chickens in the trees. Won't you listen to me, please?
Ironically, this is being sung by a pig.
There are chickens in the trees.
No, I'm not kidding. It really was, yes. And they put a tranquilizer dart on him. Here's Paul Marriott. If it's magic, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with James Last in the orchestra there. Baby Don't Go. That was a Sonny and Cher song. I think it was somebody else's song. I think they just did the cover to it. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyhow, John Gregory before that with Come Softly to Me. Lex de Acevedo with Wasted on the Way. Mantovani with Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. And Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, or Jeff Love in the orchestra, with The Very Thought of You. We have time for one more full tune here, and here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And The Happening on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. takes us up to the top of the hour with the Gravy Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
The second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented. Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
For some desperate voters in 2024, Trump was a wild card. He promised voters that he would be, in his words, their retribution. He named the enemy. He told voters what he was going to do to the enemy. He was the agent of revenge. The important emotion here is resentment. Resentment, of course, oozes from every pore of class society, and it isn't always appropriately directed. You know, workers often find it easier to hate middle-class professionals or cultural elites whom they do see than the billionaires whom they don't see.
That's Richard Seymour, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Richard Seymour on resentment politics. There's a class in this country that reeks of obscene wealth. From mansions in Beverly Hills and the Hamptons, they fly around in their private jets and sail the seas in their luxury yachts. Left behind are countless millions who are subjected to austerity programs and lectures about hard work. The rise, not just in the United States, but globally, of right-wing politics is fueled by economic inequality. Joseph Goebbels was Hitler's minister of propaganda. He always insisted that it was a mistake to rely on logic and facts to manipulate people. The skilled propagandist, he said, must focus on emotions, not reason. Everything must be depicted in simple terms and constantly repeated. Resentment is a powerful force. We see it in today's politics. Our guest today is Richard Seymour. He's a writer, broadcaster, and author of numerous books, including Disaster Nationalism. His articles appear in the New York Times, London Review of Books, The Guardian, and Jacobin. He spoke at the Socialism 2025 conference in Chicago in July. And now, Richard Seymour on resentment politics.
So I want to start with Trump. Trump's expanded his electoral base in every election since 2016. In 2024, he gained among working class voters, or rather those who actually bothered to turn out. In each election, he also gained among non-white.